The following paid program is furnished by Gun Talk Radio. It's for basic entertainment and informational purposes only and is solely responsible for its content. It does not necessarily reflect the views of Cumulus Media, its management, or its staff. WPRO presents Lock, Stock, and Daria. Gun Talk Radio. Join host Daria Bruno right now to talk about the latest news from the firearms industry, safety, shooting, ammo, optics, gun rights, and politics, both local and national. Daria talks guns and takes your calls. Call her now at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO. Now, here's Daria Bruno.
Listen up. Listen up.
Attention, everyone.
And good afternoon and welcome to Lock, Stock, and Daria. Stick to your guns radio, all part of the Great American Gun Project. It is firearms protection for a changing world, and the world is changing.
All the time.
Pick up a newspaper lately?
Yeah, that's the truth.
The Antifas. Is that what they call them?
Yes, that is correct.
That's how you pronounce it? No, I can't hear Gil. Is her mic on? No? All right. Ed's like pointing.
She's got to speak into it.
You have to speak into the microphone, so get that right helps. Into that
gotcha.
Microphone.
Close up and personal.
Gail, how many times have you done this radio show with me? And you know to get these mics are very directional. You got to get right up.
Yes, I know. Hello, Daria.
Hello, Gail. And hello, Steve.
Hello there.
Gail Hogan, Steve Hogan from RERA, which is the Rhode Island Revolver and Rifle Association.
That is correct.
Nice to have you back as guest on the show.
It took Daria a long time to get that.
Thank you.
It did take me a long time. Well, for so long, it was the opposite.
Yeah, yes. Don't say it.
I won't say it. Hey, and this show is being brought to you by Ocean State Heating Reps in North Kingstown, Rhode Island. No job too big or too small. Whether you need equipment, plan, and spec to heat a large commercial building or to heat your garage, call Ocean State Heating Reps. Their nationally known products and services have been used in all of the public and private colleges and universities in the state. And most cities and towns in Rhode Island have their products installed in a school or another public or private building. So they have wonderful products. Find Ocean State Heating Representatives online at oshvac.com or call 401-295-2828. They are your gun-friendly HVAC service system. Okay. All right, so we will give out the phone number. It looks like the line's already buzzing here, which is great. So we're at 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO, and let's go right to the lines. Jeff in Dartmouth, Mass. Good afternoon, and welcome to Lock, Stock, and Daria.
How are you today?
I am well, thank you. How about you?
Very good, thank you. Question that I have is, I keep hearing conflicting information. How many rounds of ammunition?
What happened to him? He just
we lost him.
Disappeared.
Right off the screen.
Right off the screen, too.
That's how many rounds.
Wow. So.
Minigun rounds.
What happened?
I think Jeff's question was something about how many rounds are you allowed to have in Massachusetts, whether it be carry on your person or traveling around was what I got before I put him on hold.
All right. Well, if Jeff, call back, okay? I don't know. For some reason, you dropped out. So I don't know exactly what happened. Maybe somebody pushed a button or something. Gail, are you pushing buttons over there?
Not I.
Are you being fine? Okay. But
I'm
anyway,
trying to
Jeff,
keep my,
800-321-WPRO, 438-WPRO. So the question... To answer as far as carrying or having how many magazine capacity, anything, I think he's calling back, Ed, if you want to check the phone and say this is probably him. Just nod your head if it's him. Yeah, okay, just put him back up so we get the correct question.
Who's breathing? Is that you breathing into the... Is that you?
What is that? It's Steve.
Got to put that fuzzy cover back on. That's why we have them.
Okay. There you go. We're going to hear the fuzzy cover going on. Okay. Is it Jeff? He's back up. Hi, Jeff.
How you doing? I don't know what happened there.
I don't know either. Way. That was weird. Maybe Steve was breathing too heavy on you.
That had to have been it.
I think so.
I'll accept it.
So right. The question is it? Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
What I was after was not on your person. I'm talking about, like, you have the ammunition stocked at your house. It's put away in ammo boxes. And I was told you're only allowed to have X amount of ammunition in your dwelling. Now, I don't know if that's true, or if it is true, what is that number? And it's in Massachusetts.
Okay, I don't think that there is a specific number to how much that you can have. However, I used to give a class with a woman who was certified to teach in Mass, give the Mass class to certify people to get their concealed carry permits there. And she had taken a law class, and so she used to lecture in that class about some of the Massachusetts laws. And one of the things that she did talk about was the amount of ammunition that you can have in your house. And I think she didn't mention a specific number, but if you're getting into like the tens of thousands of rounds, that the only requirement that is out there, and I don't know what statute it's in or what it is, but I remember her alluding to the fact that it's a good idea to notify the fire department in case they would have to come into your house and you've got tens or hundreds of thousands of rounds in your house. Now, I don't think that there is a specific number. I think if you just have, you know, a lot. But then again, what you know, you read the Los Angeles Times did a story on who was the guy that was in the Florida shooting, Trayvon
Martin.
Yeah, who is the other guy?
Zimmerman.
Okay, they did a story. The Los Angeles Times did a story on Zimmerman and how he was out in California or something, and he got, I don't know, there was a domestic, and the police got called to his house, and they found a cache and a stash of guns and ammo. And then they showed the picture of what they confiscated out of the house. It was three guns and 150 rounds of ammunition.
So it's about as much as I have in my car probably right now.
Yeah, exactly, or on your person.
Yes.
Right? So the number is always very arbitrary. But you know what? I don't have the exact facts on me right now, so I would have to do a little bit of research.
A friend of mine had looked it up because we were actually at the barber shop, and I had when I had told him, I said, I was under the impression that you weren't allowed to have more than 15,000 rounds of a particular bullet, and I believe it was, I want to say it was centerfire, not rimfire. And he grabbed his trusty phone and he looked it up, and he goes, you're only off by 1,000. He says, according to what I just read, you're allowed to have 15,000 rounds of centerfire in your dwelling at one time. But I said, you know something? I'm going to call the radio station. And I'm going to ask them, and maybe they can answer it, maybe they can't. But if you do get a chance to look it up, and you can let the listeners know, just so we know, you know, for our own sake.
I will.
The last thing I want is, you know, the ATF banging on my door saying, you know, because all of that stuff is somewhat, you know, in parentheses, traced. I don't know how they trace it, but it's traced. And I hate like hell to have way too many, you know, way too many bullets in my house to raise an alarm. So I figured it couldn't hurt to ask, so that's why I'm asking.
Well, Jeff, I do have to tell you that the fire department is going to fight a fire where there's 10,000 rounds or more in the basement or anywhere. They're going to fight that fire entirely different, because I don't think you're going to have the screaming eagles come flying in with their hoses trying to put that out. They're probably going to attack that from a little farther away, depending on how intense the fire is. I'm not a fireman or anything like that, but we do have some friends who are, and I'll get in contact with one of them and ask them if there is a difference.
Yeah, I know there is definitely a difference on how a bullet goes off whether it's tossed into an open fire versus inside of a chambered weapon, because it's not set up the same way.
Right, it's not contained.
Exactly, it's not contained. It's not under pressure. From what I'm told, you can literally, and I've never done it, and I don't attempt to do it, but they say you can toss a bullet into an open fire, and literally, it's a, from what I'm told, it's supposed to go pop and fizzle out, and it's nothing like if it was inside of a firearm. So I'll be waiting to, I'm going to listen in and see what you, if you do come up with anything.
I've got somebody, I've got a friend of mine that owns a store and a gun shop in Mass. I'm going to see if I can get in touch with him and see if he knows. He's pretty up on the Mass laws, and if he doesn't know specifically, I'm sure it's at his fingertips, too. We can Google it or look it up, and we'll get an answer for you, Jeff, for sure.
And MythBusters had to have done that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So, but well, the thing,
more than one.
There was a Three Stooges episode about one time when it's a bunch of ammunition in the fire and it was going off like they were coming out of guns.
Yeah, yeah, but that was
three, right, exactly. Exactly.
On just for
exactly.
A note, on Google it does say 50,000 rounds.
50,000
of rimfire ammunition. I'm sorry, up to 30,000 rounds of rimfire ammunition, up to 50,000 rounds of centerfire rifle.
Okay.
Pistol ammunition.
So that's what I thought. That's what I thought Denise had said. The woman that I was mentioning earlier, I thought she had said 50,000, but I didn't. My memory's terrible, so I didn't want to go out on a limb and say that. But that's what I thought
that's
that she said.
Yes.
So 50,000. Maybe your friend said 50,000 and you heard 15.
That's a good possibility. That's a very good possibility.
Yeah.
But at least it's an answer, and that's what I was after. And I do appreciate it. And you do a great job with your show.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Jeff. We
keep
appreciate
up the
that.
Good work.
Thank you.
We need that type of information.
Yeah. So you got it, 50,000 of center fire and 30 of rim fire. And then I think you're supposed to let, or they would, or the fire department would appreciate you letting them know. Okay. Let's go to the line. Seth Wish is on the line right now. Seth, good afternoon. Welcome to Lock, Stock, and Daria.
Hi, Seth.
Daria.
How are
hey,
you?
Hey, guys. Great
Hi
to
there.
Be on.
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Glad to hear that.
So Seth Wish is the owner of On Target Training, and Seth and I have teamed up a couple of times to do some classes together, which we have a great amount of fun doing, a great learning experience. Seth is a wonderful instructor, and we have a couple of things coming up. One is actually a shotgun class that, Seth, you're going to be running next weekend, and then we're going to be teaming up for another one in October.
That's correct. Yeah, and in fact, the shotgun classes are largely happening because of the great success we had doing the shotgun class last year around the same time with you at Chambray Farms, and we had an amazing turnout, and everybody said, oh, you got to do it again because we had such a great time and we learned so much. So we've actually got two shotgun classes coming up. The first one is next weekend, so next Saturday, at Bradford Sportsman's Club. And again, it's a basic defensive shotgun class. So for people who are looking how to use a shotgun and practical applications and getting time on the gun. And then we're going to do that same class, but with even much more fun with you at Chambray Farms on the 7th of October. And again, one of those great events where, you know, a lot of people own shotguns in the United States and a lot of people say they're going to use them for self-defense or have a plan, but then they never practice with them. And shotgun is a phenomenal tool and a very effective self-defense tool, but you really have to learn how to run that gun so you can effectively use it, because there's a big misunderstanding. As you well know, people say, well, I just point my shotgun in the general direction and I'll hit what I'm aiming at. No, it doesn't work that way. So it's going to be one of those, I think, events or training classes where people will have some big aha moments, and then they'll walk away saying, ah, now I understand how to run this gun.
Yeah, I think that there is a lot of misunderstanding with when it comes to shotguns. And as you pointed out in a couple of conversations that we've had about shotguns in the past, is that they are underutilized and really misunderstood. And I think that taking a class like this is such an eye-opener, a real awakening and a real myth-buster as far as penetration and over-penetration when it comes to shotguns.
Because and pattern
even,
also.
Yeah, pattern is important, right. Because even at, you know, most people think, well, at, you know, 10 or 15 yards, it's like even birdshot opens up. It's going to hit everything in its wake. It really actually keeps a pretty tight pattern at, you know, 10 or 15 yards. And if you're in a home defense situation, you're probably not going to have a shot even that long.
Right, right. And, you know, the other thing is just like any you know, platform you're using for self-defense is knowing the limitations of that gun with whatever ammunition you're using. And, you know, some of the things that we've done at these classes is we'll just take, you know, five different buckshot loads. And someone with their shotgun will shoot those different buckshot loads at, you know, 10 yards and 15 yards. And depending on the gun and depending on that load, you know, they're just amazed and say, well, wow, this one group is so tight. It's amazing. This other group is all over the place. So, you know, that's a big aha moment. You know, for me, and I was, you know, have been fortunate enough, and you have too, you know, to work with Greg Cruz from Smith & Wesson Academy.
Who is going to be my guest next week on Lock, Stock, and Daria. Yes.
Fantastic. And so you know, I mean, I've got to work with Greg a lot, and he is absolutely the best shotgun instructor I know. But one of the amazing things, of course, is when you start running the shotgun and really working it, you understand it's a very, very hungry animal.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know how to both sustain load that gun to top it off, right, whenever you can, as well as to perform, you know, basically an emergency reload or a combat reload, you know, you're limited by a relatively small capacity. Even if you have, you know, seven rounds, and people say, well, seven rounds of buckshot, you know, well, that's assuming you're hitting the target.
Right, right, right.
And it's just not that easy.
Yes.
And then, of course, the other super important thing is recoil management. And mm-hmm. how do you effectively, you know, do that? And how can you, you know, become proficient at it so that you feel like, yeah, if I had to, in the worst case scenario, and this was the tool I had, I could use that. The other thing that I think is really important now, and again, I don't think it will happen, but there's always the possibility of you being somewhere away from your home and, you know, battlefield pickup, and you've got a shotgun now that you have to use or operate. And if you don't know how to do that or how to keep the gun, you know, moving, running, how to clear a stoppage or something like that, you've got a problem. So, you know, these kinds of classes that we're offering, I think, you know, give people the opportunity to see that and experience that and gain that proficiency that ultimately leads to confidence. So I'm hoping we'll get people both next weekend and then of course on the 7th with you at Shanbury Farms. And the other thing I wanted to talk about real briefly is the fact that you know, so many people are asking us. So Daria and I said yes, we're going to do a carbine class on the 14th at Shanbury Farms. So for those of you who own an AR-15 platform, and there are thousands of you out there. Come to this class if you're looking for a refresher from a training standpoint, or if you're just saying, you know what, I have this gun, I don't shoot it very much, what's its application from a defensive standpoint, how can I gain greater proficiency and efficiency with this gun? And you know, I've been asked so many times, I know you have, and when we talked this morning, we said, we just got to do this class because
yeah,
people want it.
We do, and it, you know, I think last time I was with Brad, and we did the ladies class together. I had mentioned it to him too. I stink with my carbine. I really do. It's like it's 95% of my instruction is with handguns. And, then probably after that is, defensive shotgun and then sporting clay. So the, you know, I can definitely, teach a carbine class, but not like you can. You know, I could teach the basics of it and breaking it down and shooting it accurately and sighting it in and blah, blah, blah. But actually manipulating it and moving and shooting and getting it in your workspace and reloading and doing it quickly. And that is a whole different game. And I take that one class that I took with you. I think we did carbine and handgun at the same time.
Right, right.
That was a lot of fun, but it just told me how much I don't know. And so that was just even being involved in a class like that and getting more proficient at it, it's just an eye opener.
Well, and, you know, as you saw when you took our, you know, the level one handgun class again, and you shot it with your, you know, 38 airweight Smith & Wesson.
Punishment.
But the point is, you know, train with what you have. And
right.
A lot of people have these defensive weapons platforms, and somehow they think that under stress they're going to just be able to go out, you know, yeah, I'm going to go to my carbine. Well, how often do you practice, or have you ever taken
right.
a class? Well, no, but I'm good to go. And, you know, you saw it with the folks there. I mean, you are, you know, an outstanding marksman, and your marksmanship, you know, really exceeded, you know, almost anybody else in that class. But that's because you put in a lot of time.
Right.
And so, you know, regardless of whether you're working your, you know, full size XDM 45 or whether you're working the 38 special, you've got enough trigger time and proficiency that you can deliver under stress combat effective hits.
Right.
That's
what it takes. That's what it takes is doing it. You have to work on that muscle memory. You have to put your time in and your practice.
Right.
And Seth, you remember the day we did the shooting in and around Cos, and
yep.
We were doing just to see how accurate people were, and then you said, okay, now we're going to go to the non-dominant hand. And I was
right.
at the end of the row there, and my hand was like a boxing glove swollen. And you came up and you said, why are you? And then you looked at it and you said, oh, okay, you're doing fine. And I said to you specifically, I said, Seth, I said, this could happen to somebody
yeah.
with their hand. And I shot with that hand. I did well with it shooting like that.
Right.
But believe me, it wasn't pleasant, and it did hurt. But I wanted to struggle through that because someday
right.
that might happen.
Right, right. And that's where, you know, that's why I'm a training junkie. And that's why, you know, I think most of the people that we know are training junkies, is because we want to have the opportunity to constantly develop our skills and test different things out. I've had numerous students come to me and said, you know, I take your classes again and again so I can try different gear, right? I can try a different holster, or I can try a different, you know, carry position that I haven't used before.
Right.
I've had people come up and take a class and shoot it, you know, one, you know, with their dominant hand only, right? Everything they do is one-handed. Other people with their non-dominant hand. So there are, you know, these training opportunities. It's never the cost of the class. It's the ammunition and the time.
Right.
You can get
right.
the ammunition and the time to actually do it. You know, I don't think anybody's ever walked away and say, oh, that was a horrible day. Most people walk away and say, gosh, I should do more of this. And when's your next class? So
yeah.
You know, hopefully, I think, you know, as people get the opportunity to, you know, to train, and whether it's with me or you or anybody else, the more you can do, the better, especially if you're planning to use any of these tools for self-defense. Because believe me, if that's the scenario, someone's going to ask about your training. And if you don't have training, you're, you know, just exposed to that much more liability, because, you know, the jury is going to stand there and listen to it, and the prosecutor is going to say, well, you know, Mr. Smith, how much training did you do? Well, I took one class. Okay, how much live fire did you do? Well, we fired 50 rounds. When was that? 5 years ago. Okay, well, what in God's name are you doing out here with a handgun? Because you hit four innocents.
I know.
So
Seth, let's give the who, what, where, why, when on that again. And so the class you're offering next weekend is at Bradford, and that's in Charlestown?
Correct. It's actually Bradford, Rhode Island. It's Bradford Sportsman's Club. And big club down there. And so we're doing that. That's at 8:30 a.m. at the main clubhouse. If you'd like to sign up, you can reach out to me via probably the easiest way is my email, wishse@gmail.com, or you can call me on the phone and send me a text message, 401-741-0364, 741-0364. And, of course, with anything I'm doing with you, just reach out directly to you and sign up, because we're going to have openings. It's going to be an awesome class. Our shotgun classes, we do shoot steel and paper. So a lot of reactive targets, a lot of fun, and high round count. You will leave feeling like you've worked.
Definitely. And that class that we're teaming up with at Chambry Arms down in Exeter, Rhode Island, is October 7th. I already have two ladies from our last ladies' class signed up for that. So,
awesome.
Yeah, looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. And this is a great opportunity for the ladies, too, because you'll definitely learn a lot. It's an opportunity for you to advance your training and learn about shotguns, a whole different platform. Thanks, Seth, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Take care.
Take care, Seth.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break, and this is Lock, Stock, and Daria. Stick to your guns, radio protection, firearms protection for a changing world. And if you'd like to get on the lines, ask us a question. We're at 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. We're going to be here until 5 o'clock this afternoon on this kind of dreary Labor Day weekend. Unfortunately, we didn't get nice weather, but I think tomorrow is actually supposed to be nice. We'll have the complete weather forecast coming up in just a couple of minutes. Daria Bruno for Lock, Stock, and Daria on WPRO.
It's important to you, it's important to her. Talk to Tara and join in the conversation every weekday morning. The Tara Granahan Show, 9 to noon on News Talk 630 at 99.7 FM, WPRO.
Hi, this is Daria Bruno from WPRO's weekend gun talk show, Lock, Stock, and Daria. Have you always wanted to learn to shoot handguns safely and accurately? I teach a super fun, educational, hands-on live fire class at a range, not a classroom. Firearms, ammunition, instruction, eye and ear protection, all provided for a safe learning experience. Private classes available 7 days a week, day and night. Take the myth out of learning to shoot. Personal firearms training, protection for a changing world. 401-441-0111 or iHeartGuns.com.
Take your shooting seriously. Then go to Bullseye Shooting Supplies, 837 Park Avenue, Woonsocket, Rhode Island. If you need it, they have it. Primers, large and small. Pepper spray by Sabre and Kimber. Bullseye is a stocking Kimber and Stoger dealer. Bullseye can get firearms other dealers can't. And Bullseye has 3 Glock certified armors on staff. Bring in your fired brass for great pricing on reloaded ammo. Bullseye Shooting Supplies, Woonsocket. Email ammoman at bullseyeguns.com.
Need cash? Call A Village Coin and Bullion to get top prices for all jewelry, gold, silver, and custom jewelry. They also purchase coins and currency. Plus, A Village Coin and Bullion has gold or silver coins or bars available too. A Village Coin and Bullion is family owned and located just 10 miles from Providence at 1191 Putnam Pike in Chepachet, Rhode Island. Open Monday through Saturday. Licensed by the Rhode Island Attorney General's Office, number 201213. You'll find them at avillagecoinandbullion.net or at 710-7200.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 4000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4000.
Get incredible deals on the latest flooring trends at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale and transform your home today. All pre-finished hardwood and all bamboo is on sale, including $1 off per square foot on 17 Bellawood floors. Get the best deals on the best selection of Woodlook waterproof floors, like 45% off vinyl plank, 43% off Woodlook tile, and 17% off new Click ceramic plank. More from 49 cents plus special financing. The Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators.
Are you a nurse looking for a job or a change? The Village at Waterman Lake, the region's premier retirement community overlooking beautiful Waterman Lake in Greenville, Rhode Island, is looking for energetic, hospitality-oriented nurses to join their award-winning team. Visit villageretirement.com and click Career Opportunities. Join the Village team, where their reputation for excellence is second to none and their caring professional team are in a class all their own. The Village at Waterman Lake, 715 Putnam Pike, Greenville.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Now back to Lock, Stock, and Daria. Gun Talk Radio. Call Daria now at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO.
It is Lock, Stock, and Daria. Stick to your guns radio, all part of the Great American Gun Project. I'm Daria Bruno. If you want to call us, 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. If you have any questions that you would like to ask us, you want to add some information, you want to publicize something that you're doing gun-related, give us a call. We'd be more than happy to advertise that for you or answer any questions that you might have. And if we don't have the data available, then we will definitely look it up and get it for you. I want to tell you about the 6-state concealed carry permit class that is coming up. And it's coming up quickly, too, Saturday, September 23rd. It's a long day, 10 a.m. until 9 p.m., but we cover the material to give you the qualifications to apply to Massachusetts, Maine, Florida, Utah, Virginia, and Connecticut. So we've added Connecticut. We used to do the 5-state, and the NRA had done a little bit of played a little trick on us, not allowing us to teach the NRA basic pistol class anymore. They were doing this blended thing where you'd have to do half of it on the air and then, I mean, half of it online and then finish and then finish doing the rest of it with an NRA instructor. But then that all changed. So now you actually have the option to do it either way. So you can do half of it online and then contact an NRA instructor who will do the live portion with you and finish it off the last 4 hours, or an NRA instructor can do everything. So the NRA basic pistol class, that's the long one. That's like 8 hours, and that's the one that is actually required for Connecticut. Now, Connecticut, if you have a license to carry from anywhere in the United States, so say you don't have Rhode Island, but you have Utah, and you satisfy the NRA basic pistol class, you can apply to Connecticut. So that you don't need your home state. The only one out of all of these that you do need Rhode Island for in order to get a carry permit in is Massachusetts. So you will come out of this class with the requirements to apply to all 6 of these states. Now, whether you want to apply to every single one of them, that's really up to you, but you'll have the qualifications to do so. So if you get Florida and Utah or one or the other, that's good in about 33 states. It can change, so that's why we say about, because as we know, with laws changing all the time, states kind of zigging and zagging and doing their own thing. It just depends. You have to go to the government website and take a look, and actually you go to Utah's website, and they'll have it posted there. But if you're going to travel into those states, I would go to the government website, too, and see what their requirements on concealed carry, for sure. And do your homework.
And if Daria were to drag a mailbox into this class, you would actually be able to drop some of these into the mailbox and have them sent to you.
So Utah is the one where we actually can give everything. That's the one that all you need to do, we'll give you the envelope too, is at the end of the night, you just put a stamp on it. On your way home, you can drop it, and your check, of course, and then drop it in the mailbox, because we provide the pictures. I can actually do the fingerprints for Utah. Florida and Virginia require fingerprints as well, but they want law enforcement to do it, and I am not ex-law enforcement, so they won't take my fingerprints if I did them for you. So you have to either go to the AG's office or your local police department and get those done, but that's incidental. This class is going to be great. It's going to be long, but you will come out with everything that you need, and you can get it over with in one class. Again, it's Massachusetts, Maine, Florida, Utah, Virginia, and Connecticut, and it's coming up Saturday, September 23rd. It's 10 in the morning till 9 o'clock at night at Pine Ridge Indoor Shooting Range, and that's 560 South County Trail in Exeter. There is a shooting requirement. Basic pistol requires that you show proficiency in a semi-automatic, okay, and a revolver. So we will be testing you in those two areas, and I'm thinking that if you're sitting in a concealed carry permit class, you should pretty much already know how to do this stuff.
Correct.
But we're going to test you, and so hopefully you can get some practice in if you decide to take this class, and you can get some practice in and come to the class prepared. I will be providing firearms. I will be providing 22s, so I'll have a Smith & Wesson Model 617 for the revolver. And then either the Smith & Wesson Victory or my Mark IV. But my Mark IV, that I got to get the sight fixed on the back because it chipped off. So, yeah, my new one, too.
It's a great class, people.
It is a great class. Steve Hogan will be there.
Yes.
And Dean Chapman, who is a certified Mass State Police instructor and he also owns Pheasant Ridge in Seekonk. He's going to be the main instructor that day, and it'll be fun. It'll be great. If you would like to take this class, get in touch with me. You can call me. My cell phone number is 401-441-0111. You can text to that number, too, 401-441-0111. You can go to my website, lockstockandaria.com, and there's a contact page there. You can also contact me through the contact page. That's probably pretty easy to do.
And there'll be no sleeping in this class. Believe me, it moves quickly, and you will be entertained.
Now, the other thing is I want to let you know, for those of you that about Utah, I got a notice in the mail that Utah, their application fee for non-residents has actually come down a little bit. But here's the kicker, okay? They're now charging a processing fee for fingerprints. So the application fee in total for non-residents is $67, whereas it was $47. So it's gone up $20. So basically they're charging a $20 fee to process the fingerprints now. Yep. Mm-hmm. So that's the deal. So you'll see that one change. And that's it. So, you know, pay now, pay later. That's what happens.
But the length of the duration is still the same, so that's good.
Oh, it's 5 years.
Yes.
Right.
It is. And I think Florida is 7. I think Florida is 7 years. Yeah, mine should be coming up for... You have Florida?
No, but you need to have somebody keep track because
yeah,
it's very easy to get really close to those dates.
It is really easy to get close. I get those calls all the time about Rhode Island.
Yes.
It's like, oh, I just looked and it looks like mine's expiring. I got to qualify quickly. Can he get me in yesterday? Yeah, I can do that. I'm a miracle worker. So that's what's going on there. Also, let's see. What else is going on in the world of guns? Wallum Lake. It's back. Wallum Lake Rod and Gun Club, their annual 31-gun raffle. All proceeds are going to benefit Wallum Lake Rod and Gun, the club charities. They have a 501c3 charity. So it's a gun a day, every day in December. So they're selling 1,500 tickets only. That's
Christmas every day.
Christmas every day, a gun a day, 31 days. All guns and transfers handled through Heritage Gun and Coin, and they're in West Warwick. All Rhode Island and federal firearms regulations apply. $20 each ticket. Okay, for tickets, here's the number to call, 401-568-7171, 401-568-7171. It's the Wallum Lake Rod and Gun Club annual 31-gun raffle. A gun a day, every day in December.
Worth the trip.
Daria, just to let you know, you are correct. Florida is 7 years.
7 years, thank you. I thought I was. It's hard, you know, it's so hard to keep it all straight.
Right.
You know, it's you're supposed to be an expert on this stuff, but I say there's no experts. There's only enthusiasts. It's impossible to know everything about everything. I don't have enough time left on my life to learn all there is about all of this stuff. And then there's people out there that have forgotten stuff that I have yet to learn.
Right.
It's incredible.
It's so true. It's so true.
We all need secretaries.
Yes, and we can't afford them.
That's my line.
I'm going to take a quick break, and we're going to be back with more Stick to Your Guns Radio. This is Lock, Stock, and Daria. I'm Daria Bruno. Thanks for joining us. Give us a call, 438-WPRO. This is a talk show. If you'd like to chime in on something, 1-800-321-WPRO is the number to call. Remington will be answering the phones today, and we will be right back. I know I said I was going to give that weather forecast. I promise I'm going to do it next on Lock, Stock, and Daria on WPRO.
News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM, WPRO, along with WPRI 12, Eyewitness News, presents Newsmakers and Executive Suite. Join us Sunday nights at 6 as Tim White hosts in-depth interviews with Southern New England's top politicians and other newsmakers. Then at 6:30, join host Ted Nisi as he showcases emerging businesses, interviews business leaders and owners, and highlights local business trends. Newsmakers at 6 and Executive Suite at 6:30, Sunday night. On News Talk 630 at 99.7 FM, WPRO. From the Seascape Lawn Care Weather Center, here's your exclusive AccuWeather forecast.
It will turn out partly cloudy tonight. Your low temperature, 57 degrees. And during the day tomorrow, breezy and warmer. Labor Day tomorrow, the high 80 degrees. Mostly clear, 66 tomorrow night. With Pierre Rose, exclusive AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Dave Samuel.
AccuWeather on the voice of Southern New England. News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM. WPRO.
Hi, this is Daria Bruno from WPRO's Weekend Gun Talk Show, Lock, Stock, and Daria. Have you always wanted to learn to shoot handguns safely and accurately? I teach a super fun, educational, hands-on live fire class at a range, not a classroom. Firearms, ammunition, instruction, eye and ear protection, all provided for a safe learning experience. Private classes available 7 days a week, day and night. Take the myth out of learning to shoot. Personal firearms training, protection for a changing world. 401-441-0111 or iHeartGuns.com.
Sometimes your only defense is your first defense. First Defense Firearms Training, a leader in firearms and firearms training in Massachusetts. First Defense Firearms in nearby Uxbridge, Mass. Offers many classes, including the LTC Basic Firearms Safety Class, Concealed Carry 101 for Mass residents, Mass firearms laws, and alternative methods of self-defense. First Defense Firearms has classes for combative handgun, shotgun, rifle, and force-on-force. For more information, contact First Defense Firearms in Uxbridge, Mass. FirstDefenseFirearms.net.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
These days, you can put your logo on anything, but that doesn't mean you should. Let us show you what a difference the right promotional product can make to help build your brand and attract new, long-lasting customers. We're 4imprint, the nation's leading team for promotional items. Today, we're revealing the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free. Plus, get a coupon for 10% off by texting ART to 642642. With 4imprint, your logo can make lasting impressions, attract new customers, and help your brand to boost your bottom line. With thousands of items to choose from and free art assistance, we'll make your logo shine with fast, reliable customer service that's second to none. High-quality products, exclusive items, and popular brands at great prices with on-time shipment guaranteed. Discover the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers for free, plus get a coupon for 10% off by texting ART to 642642. ART to 642642.
Right now at the Home Depot, buy Spectracide Bug Stop with AccuShot Sprayer and get a free refill. Great news for you, bad news for bugs. Bug Stop kills bugs on contact, indoors and out, and can even protect your home for up to a year. And a free refill is even more of a good thing. Unless you're a bug. Take your best shot at bugs. Get a free refill with purchase of Spectracide Bug Stop with AccuShot Sprayer. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 10th.
Attention investors. Protect your IRA or 401k by storing your retirement at home with an Augusta Home Delivery Gold IRA. Call Augusta today at 888-852-4788 for a free guide on transferring a portion of your IRA or 401k into approved physical gold and silver coins and store them in your safe at home or at your local bank. Call 888-852-4788 today and discover how you can get up to $2,000 in silver free. Call 888-852-4788. That's 888-852-4788.
Woo! I gotta say, Mrs. Burnham, when you first came here, I thought you would be hopeless. But you're a natural.
Well, all I know is I love shooting this gun.
Now back to Lock, Stock, and Daria. Gun Talk Radio. Call Daria now at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO.
It is Lock, Stock, and Daria. Stick to your guns radio. All part of the Great American Gun Project. And firearms protection for a changing world. The world definitely is changing. Hey, we have our ladies' night going on. I'm just going to my website here.
And,
Daria.com. I know the information, but I just want to pull up my website over here. So if you want to look at my website, it's on www.lockstockanddaria.com. Or you can just type in lsdguns.com, and that'll get you there. A lot of great information on it. If you're interested in taking a class, even a basic pistol and revolver class, seems to be pretty popular. All the information is right there. just go to the classes tab, which I'm on right now, and then just hover over that with the little hand with your cursor. And then Ladies' Night. That's the fourth one down. And I've got a bunch of Ladies' Nights coming up. So we have another one that's happening at Mid-State Gun Range. And it is, oh, I got to update this. Yeah, it's still showing the August one. So it's coming up September 13th.
That is a Wednesday.
That's a week from this coming Wednesday.
Yes.
A week from this coming Wednesday. And inviting all the ladies to come. I want you to contact Mid-State Gun Range because they're taking all the registration for this. So their number is 615-0669, Mid-State Gun Range. You can Google it. The number will come up. And it's a really fun class. We limit it to 12. And there's about 45 minutes of classroom time instruction there to review everything, the safety and the basics of gun handling. And then we take you into the range, and that's where the fun begins.
Pew, pew, pew.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. We have 12 firearms present in 6 bays, and you get to shoot all of those at your comfort level, of course. And we have 6 NRA-certified instructors on each bay, so you will never be alone with a gun. And we'll teach you everything. It's really a great time to try a variety of popular firearms. It'll be on the firing line, handguns and a couple of rifles there. I was talking about my SIG Sauer MPX.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a little short barrel rifle. And thank God that ATF had that ruling that we can now shoulder the arm brace.
Yes.
Because that made it possible for me to put that on the line so the ladies can shoot that as a rifle. And that, you're there. You see how they
yes.
lined up for that.
Oh, absolutely.
The thing is supremely popular.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a great firearm. And it's great because it's such a confidence booster, too, because when these ladies shoot it, they're getting everything in one hole.
And the ladies don't realize, but if they start telling people what they have shot that evening, they will find guys that have been shooting things for years
mm-hmm.
that have never shot some of the firearms that they get to shoot that night.
Yeah, there's a lot of great stuff on the line, and all the major popular ones are there that you would probably consider buying.
Yes.
You know, if you were out shopping for mm-hmm. a handgun, mm-hmm. it would be definitely one of those guns that would be on the line that night for sure.
Try before you buy.
And that's a great opportunity
Always.
To do so. We'll even feed you. The whole event is sponsored by Twisted Pizza in Coventry. So while we're going through all the basics, about that 45 minutes of classroom time, you're going to get a chance to munch and have dinner. It's at 6 o'clock. So if you're coming right from work, don't worry about having a bite to eat. We're going to provide that for you. We've got water there. It's all, like, really well organized. We provide everything, the firearms, the ammunition, the targets, the range time, the instruction, the eye and ear protection. It's $100.
No experience necessary.
Just show up. No, actually, you can't just show up to this one. You do have to pre-register because we do limit it to 12. The one that you can just show up at, that's at the Fall River Rod and Gun Club.
Mm-hmm.
And that one, we might as well mention that while we're on the topic of ladies' nights. That one is going to be the 21st of September, and that's at the Fall River Rod and Gun Club. That one is, we have about 6 guns on the line. It's a little less expensive than the ladies' night at Mid-State. It's $35.
It's the 21st.
The 21st.
Oh,
you write that down in your It's a Thursday. Yes.
Okay.
Well, I do some voiceover work at a radio station in Connecticut,
That's
and they're
right.
falling on different nights. So I had to for September. I had to move it to a Thursday, and so that's when it's going to be. It's going to be Thursday, September 21st. And that is definitely updated on my website. I got to get the one for Mid-State updated, but I'm going to do that in just a couple of minutes. And so if you want some more information on any of that, of course, give me a call or text 401-441-0111. Weather, sponsored by Competition Shooting Supplies at 435 Benefit Street in Pawtucket, home of the $25 transfer. See John Francis, nice guy, knowledgeable. Connected can hook you up with just about anything that you're looking for. Competition Shooting Supplies today. It's really not the Labor's Day weekend that we were hoping
not at
for.
All.
Right? So if you got kind of rained out on your picnic, why not have it tomorrow? Tomorrow's supposed to be a little bit better. Today, what you see is what you get, folks. Cloudy and showers, a high of 66 degrees. Look, we're all wearing long sleeve sweatshirts, and I have my raincoat.
Long
Me
pants.
Too. Yeah.
On the chair over there. You know, when I was getting dressed, I was like reaching for you know, the sleeveless shirts and the t-shirts and everything. And I was like, nope, not today. Not happening.
Not the day for it.
Although, in this studio...
It's the day for it.
It's always, right? In our plush but not overly ostentatious Lock, Stock, and Daria studios.
Well, did you notice Remington's shirt?
Oh, the Hawaiian shirt.
Yes. He's ready. He's ready for the hot weather.
I'm the optimist that it's still beautiful outside.
Somewhere.
Tonight, low 58, and tomorrow is going to be the nice day out of the Labor Day weekend. Sunny, high of 81 degrees. Tuesday, mostly sunny, a high of 85.
Beach day.
Sporting clays.
There you go.
Yeah, sporting clays, not beach.
Yep.
Sporting right? clays.
Sounds good.
Sporting
yeah.
clays.
I can't sit on a beach. I love the beach, and my kids like to go, and I'll go and hang out with them just to do it. But
clam cakes and chowder, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah. I get a little bored just sitting around. Being an A-type, like I always have to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So I'll be on the beach with my phone surfing Gunbroker. And Gunbroker lately has been really lethal for me. Gunbroker has been like, you know when you go into Walmart and you're like, okay, I'm going to get toothpaste, right?
Yes.
I need toothpaste. And you go in, you come out with 5 shopping bags and there's not one tube of toothpaste
that
in there.
Happened in
and
Cabela's.
you're driving yes. home and you're going, oh, my God, I went in for toothpaste. I didn't even get toothpaste. Well, that's Gunbroker. I'm like, oh, I'm going to look and see if I can find one of these guns I've always wanted. And it's like, ooh.
There
sellers,
it is.
Sellers other items. And you start looking at all these other things, but not the intended gun. Oh, that's been lethal for me lately. But anyway, I digress. So enjoy the weather. And we have to take a quick break, and then we'll be into the second hour already of Lock, Stock, and Daria. So give us a call, right? We're waiting for you to join in. Normally the 4 o'clock hours where it all happens, 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. We'll be right back after the news.
Hi, this is Daria Bruno from WPRO's weekend gun talk show, Lock, Stock, and Daria. Have you always wanted to learn to shoot handguns safely and accurately? I teach a super fun, educational, hands-on live fire class at a range, not a classroom. Firearms, ammunition, instruction, eye and ear protection, all provided for a safe learning experience. Private classes available 7 days a week, day and night. Take the myth out of learning to shoot. Personal firearms training, protection for a changing world. 401-441-0111 or iHeartGuns.com.
World-class shooting meets old-world charm at Elite Indoor Gun Range, coming to South Kingstown, Rhode Island this fall. Elite offers brand-name gun rentals, classes for all levels, 16 25-yard air-conditioned lanes, secure gun lockers, a 1,300-square-foot platinum member lounge, separate cigar lounge, 3 fireplaces, pool table, large screen TVs, outdoor grills, and much more. Competitively priced memberships. Join now and get 4 months free. Check out our website for another exciting member incentive you won't want to miss. Learn more at EliteIndoorGunRange.com.
I'm Tony DeJesus from Big Blue Bug Solutions. I've been in the pest control business a long time, and one thing I've learned is that you never stop learning. The reason Big Blue Bug Solutions has so many satisfied customers throughout New England is because we keep up with the ever-changing world of pests and the latest methods to control and eliminate them. We even help solve wildlife problems. When we say no pests, no excuses, we really mean it. Most experts agree, and especially because of the mild winter and wet spring weather, that we'll see more mosquitoes and ticks this year. And as you know, they cause West Nile, Triple E, and Lyme disease. Even Zika is something we need to keep an eye on. So protect yourself and your family. Contact us at Big Blue Bug Solutions and reserve a spot in our mosquito and tick defense program. We've created a unique formulation that really works. Call us now at 888-BLUE-BUG, and for a limited time, you'll even get 1 month free. That's 888-BLUE-BUG, or visit BigBlueBug.com.
WEAN-FM Wakefield Peacedale. With news, talk, and sports at night. From the Revolution Softwash News Center. WPRO. Providence. A Cumulus Station.
Special report, North Korea, the U.S. military option. The Trump administration taking North Korea's test of a hydrogen bomb very seriously following this afternoon's meeting of a top national security team at the White House. Defense Secretary James Mattis with a message for North Korea.
We have many military options, and the president wanted to be briefed on each one of them. We made clear that we have the ability to defend ourselves and our allies, South Korea and Japan, from any attack, and our commitments among the Allies are ironclad.
And from Seoul, South Korea, correspondent Paula Hancock tells us some type of military action may be forthcoming.
The Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Joseph Dunford and South Korea spoke a couple of times on the telephone. We understand from this side that there was a decision that there should be some kind of combined military measure as soon as possible. So potentially we could see some kind of show of force from the U.S. and South Korea.
I'm Michael Toscano. The White House trying to pass almost $8 billion to kick off recovery efforts for Hurricane Harvey, and the White House wants to avoid a fight over raising the debt ceiling, which expires this month. So Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin telling Fox News Sunday how they would like to accomplish both.
The president and I believe that it should be tied to the Harvey funding.
No reaction from Republican congressional leaders just yet. Meanwhile, Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner telling CBS's Face the Nation that the recovery effort is underway, but he needs federal help with flood-ruined homes.
We need rapid repair housing because many, many people have elected to stay in their homes. They're now dry, but they need to be repaired. In some cases, they may need to be rebuilt. And this is especially important for our seniors, low-income communities, but really people all over the city.
Average gas prices continuing to rise over the country today because of the damage of Harvey. AAA reports that prices went up about 1% overnight to an average of $2.62 a gallon, up 11% from last week. I'm Michael Toscano.
Right now at the Home Depot, buy Spectracide Bug Stop with AccuShot Sprayer and get a free refill. Great news for you, bad news for bugs. Bug Stop kills bugs on contact, indoors and out, and can even protect your home for up to a year. And a free refill is even more of a good thing. Unless you're a bug. Take your best shot at bugs. Get a free refill with purchase of Spectracide Bug Stop with AccuShot Sprayer. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 10th.
Attention investors, protect your IRA or 401k by storing your retirement at home with an Augusta Home Delivery Gold IRA. Call Augusta today at 888-852-4788 for a free guide on transferring a portion of your IRA or 401k into approved physical gold and silver coins and store them in your safe at home or at your local bank. Call 888-852-4788 today and discover how you can get up to $2,000 in silver free. Call 888-852-4788. That's 888-852-4788.
Music news. Taylor Swift wants to know if we are ready for it. Swift releasing the pulsating new song today. This was after previewing it during a college football game on ESPN last night. The song already a trending topic on Twitter. It's from her upcoming album, Reputation. A founder of the jazz rock band Steely Dan has died. Pat Piper on the life and work of Walter Becker.
Guitar playing is familiar to all, but after touring during the 1970s, Walter Becker had grown tired of being on the road. There were a number of solo efforts by band members, and at one point, Becker moved to Hawaii, saying he wanted to grow avocados. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2001.
Thanks, Pat. I'm Michael Toscano.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 4000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4000.
From the Seascape Lawn Care Weather Center, here's your exclusive AccuWeather forecast.
It will turn out partly cloudy tonight, your low temperature 57 degrees, and during the day tomorrow, breezy and warmer. Labor Day tomorrow, the high 80 degrees. Mostly clear, 66 tomorrow night. With Pierre Rose, exclusive AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Dave Samuel.
AccuWeather on the voice of Southern New England. News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO.
Right now at the Home Depot, buy Spectracide Bug Stop with AccuShot Sprayer and get a free refill. Great news for you, bad news for bugs. Bug Stop kills bugs on contact, indoors and out, and can even protect your home for up to a year. And a free refill is even more of a good thing. Unless you're a bug. Take your best shot at bugs. Get a free refill with purchase of Spectracide Bug Stop with AccuShot Sprayer. Now at the Home Depot. More
the views expressed on this program are not necessarily the views of the station.
Attention investors, protect your IRA or 401k by storing your retirement at home with an Augusta Home Delivery Gold IRA. Call Augusta today at 888-852-4788 for a free guide on transferring a portion of your IRA or 401k into approved physical gold and silver coins and store them in your safe at home or at your local bank. Call 888-852-4788 today and discover how you can get up to $2,000 in silver free. Call 888-852-4788.
The following paid program is furnished by Gun Talk Radio. It's for basic entertainment and informational purposes only and is solely responsible for its content. It does not necessarily reflect the views of Cumulus Media, its management, or its staff. WPRO presents Lock, Stock, and Daria. Gun Talk Radio. Join host Daria Bruno right now to talk about the latest news from the firearms industry, safety, shooting, ammo, optics, gun rights, and politics, both local and national. Daria talks guns and takes your calls. Call her now at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO. Now, here's Daria Bruno.
Listen up. Listen up.
Attention, everyone.
It is Lock, Stock, and Daria, hour number two. And I just want to bring it to your attention that the Federated Rhode Island Sportsmen's Club annual banquet is coming up. It's Saturday, September 16th, and it's going to be at Kelly Gazzaro VFW Post at 1418 Plainfield Street in Cranston. Lovely menu, lemon and wine baked chicken.
Always a good time there.
Roast beef au jus with mushrooms, family style salad, soup, pasta, potato, vegetable, bread and butter, coffee. Yummy, $30. You can call Ed Smith at 828-0860 to get tickets. Ed Smith, what a great guy, huh?
He surely is.
He's unbelievable.
He is the best.
Isn't he the best? He's the sweetest, nicest man ever, and he's so dedicated to to anything and everything 2A and firearms related. If you know Ed, you know who we're talking about.
That's correct.
Yeah, he's just an incredible gentleman. That's
a diehard.
The proper
that's for
word
sure.
for him. He's a gentleman.
But you're right. There are many people that can say that about. But you know what? Ed is truly a gentleman.
He is. He is. So give him a call, 828-0860. Tell him that we were talking about him on Lock, Stock, and Daria, that we were saying all good things about him. What a great guy. He was out there the day that Brenda Jacobs had the Youth Day and at DEM and Jessica Pena and all everybody else, too, that you guys sponsored that. Lock, Stock, and Daria sponsored that. And a lot of great people helped put that together. And Ed... You know, he was there doing all the cooking.
He always is.
Yeah, he was there doing all the cooking for all the youths. It was fantastic. And then he had his private stash of
jerky.
Jerky.
Does he make the best venison jerky on the planet?
And he all does. Different flavors.
I know, all different flavors. Yeah. I think next time, this season, if I harvest one, I'm just going to drop it off at his place and say, just make it all jerky. You know, just make
that it.
Make it all jerky. And he's probably going to go, yeah, thanks.
He was good to me because I couldn't make the ladies' day at the range. And he sent Stephen home with my own private stash of different jerky.
I know. Yes. I wonder if I just said, here, you can keep half. You can keep half of this deer if you just make the other half into jerky for me.
Because
and different
he does
flavors.
It. He does it for nothing. He doesn't charge for it when he's there. It's just
I know
gives
he,
it out.
He gives it away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have people, especially women, who come up and say, oh, I wouldn't touch that. And then their friends try it who have been there last year.
Yeah.
And then they see the smile on their face and say, well, maybe I'll try that. It's like, can I have some? And it disappears real quick.
It's absolutely delicious. He could make a fortune selling
yes.
that.
He yes,
really
he could.
Is that his own recipe, or do you know?
I do believe so. Yes.
Is
yes.
it? He doesn't use like a mix or anything.
No, I don't believe so. I could be wrong, but I believe that's his.
Yeah, I mean, he, you know, somebody with two brain cells that aren't fighting with each other could actually get
harvest
him,
his yeah his, get like, that information
get,
from him.
Get that like going. You know, he could be selling that jerky worldwide. He's the best. Best
absolutely yeah.
tasting jerky ever, and it's the consistency, the tender
yes
and the flavor and all the different, and you can actually, you know, when you taste different jerky and they go, this
you
is pepper this is
yes.
you can actually taste the
you can,
like
taste,
they
also, you can all, taste the teriyaki right. in his teriyaki right. it's very good,
it is yeah. yummy. So that's the banquet that's happening Saturday, September 16th for the Federated Rhode Island Sportsmen's Club. That's their big fundraiser, and they do yes. a lot of great things with that money. So it's a great idea if you're involved in the Second Amendment community, you want to keep your gun rights. This is a great cause, because Federated does spend their money wisely, and they're one of the sponsors of the show, too. So Ed Smith has tickets 828 and jerky. 0860. Call it. Say, I heard about your jerky.
Keep going, Ed. You better stop making it now.
The phone calls are going to be coming in. Okay, let's see. Paul Connolly, who owns Bullseye Shooting Supply
in
Woonsocket, 837 Park Avenue in Woonsocket. He has been one of my long-term sponsors of this show. I mean, from even before day one, when I went to him with the idea, I remember Mike Wojo
took
me up there and said, you know, what do you think about this? And it really, he was just like so unbelievably open and cordial. He didn't know me from a hole in the wall. I just rolled in from Louisiana with some cockamamie idea of doing a gun show as a girl in a blue state of Rhode Island, and he was
on
like,
on the radio
yeah. Pulled out his checkbook. He's like, how much do you need? Yes, I am talking about Paul Connolly. And just super duper duper guy, and he's just been with me since day one, since the inception.
He and his wife are lovely. They're nice people.
They are.
And they're behind the scenes on a lot of other things in this state, yeah. gun-related. They
yeah,
really
even,
are.
Even politically, too.
Yes.
Yes.
So Paul is, he loves his military vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he loves those Jeeps.
Yeah, I was going to say
and
that.
M37s, yes. Yeah, all that stuff.
Yeah, so he's heavily involved, and he sent me an email for the military vehicle show that's coming up. It's the 17th annual military vehicle show and military flea market, and it's happening this coming weekend, September 9th and 10th. It's a Saturday 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's sponsored by the Rhode Island Military Vehicle Collectors Club, and which he's obviously a member of. It's going to happen rain or shine. Donation is only $5. That's it to get in. Children 12 and under are free, so you can actually make it a family day.
Where is it?
Family activity. Okay, here we go with the pronunciation. It's at Canonicus Camp and Conference Center.
Good job.
Canonicus Camp and Conference Center at 54 Exeter Road in Exeter. Well, last week there was a gentleman that called in and wanted to give a little plug to this, and I let him, and I guess he didn't say it quite properly, and so I did get a voicemail message after saying that he didn't pronounce it quite properly. So I'm hoping I'm saying it right. Camp Canonicus Camp, rather, and Conference Center, 54 Exeter Road, and that's down in Exeter. So that's what's happening. For more information, you can get in touch with John Kane, or let's see, there's a phone number here to call, 401-837-1435. I'm sure if you just Google the 17th Annual Military Vehicle Show and Military Flea Market, it'll come up.
There's not a lot of them, so I'm sure it will.
What else is going on in the news? This show has another sponsor, Susan T. Perkins, and she's been a longtime sponsor, too. She does a lot of different things. Divorce. She's a criminal defense attorney. And DUI. She's a specialist in DUI.
Participates in Ladies' Nights.
Yeah, she does participate in Ladies' Nights. She's been a sponsor of Ladies' Nights. She's a very dear friend of mine as well. And it's a great person. And she's an excellent attorney. So if you find yourself in need of an attorney, it would be great if you could patronize, you know, one of our sponsors, which is Susan T. Perkins. And like I said, she does divorce. She's an excellent divorce attorney. If you ever, and don't do this, don't drink and drive. But, you know, in the unfortunate event that it does happen and you make a big time stupid mistake and you get busted for it, she's probably the first person that you want to give a call to, because she's up to date on all the laws, and, you know, everything is constantly changing as well. And she has experience in Rhode Island DUI defense cases. Fortunately, Susan has been handling DUI cases in Rhode Island for over a decade, and she knows the key strategies to a successful defense. So call Susan T. Perkins, her team. They're amazing. They'll efficiently dissect your case and have a defense ready for every situation. So in case it's a DUI, a divorce, anything criminal, call Susan T. Perkins at 401-PERKINS or SusanTPerkins.com. So in the studio with me, you're hearing these other voices. We have Steve Hogan and Gail Hogan from RERA, which is the Rhode Island Revolver and Rifle Association. You guys were out at, every year you go to Camp Perry, but this year you went out to Camp Atterbury. And why don't we talk a little bit about your experience out there? Because I joined you, and God, it seems like so long. I think it has to be 3 or 4 years ago.
Four years ago.
Yes,
I went out to Camp Perry, and you graciously let me stay in your camper. Poor camper. Let me. Poor total
no
camper.
More.
Poor. But you have a new camper. I'll have to. Yes. You have to let me break it in.
Sure.
And so you let me stay in your camper. I had an absolute. I was such a newbie, though. A noob. And it was such a great experience. There's so many great people out there. So what happened? They're still doing Camp Perry. How did you guys end up at Camp Atterbury?
Well, that started actually in December when we made the call to the then director of competition. And he specifically said he wanted Gail and I out at Camp Atterbury to help out what was going on out there. But yes, for the last 18 years, we have volunteered for this. And 17 of those were at Camp Perry, and this last one was at Camp Atterbury, and that's in Indiana. I'll tell you, people, it's an active base. 33,000
square feet, and it takes
33,000 square miles.
I'm sorry, square miles, and it takes in three counties.
It's huge. And I'll tell you, they were great. They
33,000 square miles. That's like it's got its own zip code or several zip codes.
Yeah.
It has its own
all
like,
the different
government
counties
and post office.
It does. It has its own post
office. Oh, I'm sorry. 33,000 acres.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I made a mistake.
I was going to say.
Correct myself. It's been a tough two weeks.
To miles to acres.
No, I'm sorry. But anyways, we actually did drive for 7 miles and never came to the end of it. We were in the backwoods of it looking around for deer and stuff like that, and I couldn't believe it. There's bucks all over the place on this thing. But one of the things they do there, it's the last spot that they stop at, the active military guys, before they go wherever they're going. And it's home to the A-10 Warthogs. So while we're shooting what we're shooting, which was high power and mid-range and stuff like that, these guys are behind us in their A-10s shooting like a quarter of a mile from us at their targets. We can hear it hit the targets. You hear the little boom that it makes when they're shooting this and watching their antics in the air flying. It was incredible. We had the F-15s were there. The C-130 did a Puff the Magic Dragon thing for us. We got to watch that all happen. And it actually does blow smoke rings when they shoot those things coming out of there. And then we had the Ospreys.
That's legal now in Massachusetts.
Yes, it is. Then they had Ospreys come in at night, and that was incredible because they glow green, the props on them things, just before they come down on the ground. It was quite a show to watch all this stuff. There's a Navy SEAL team there, and they were practicing in their side-by-sides, driving all over. And what's really cool is the base only has a 25-mile-an-hour limit, and these guys are doing like 70 in these little side-by-sides, buzzing all over the place. They did a 1-mile shoot there, Which was fantastic.
Actually, the NRA did a side shoot, did two side shoots because there were two range change days, and one of the shoots was a 1 mile shoot. And
no kidding.
It was all set up with cameras.
I have video of that.
Unbelievable.
Really,
so what
something.
Were they shooting?
They were shooting 6.5s and I think 338 Lepores, if I'm not mistaken. But you got to see it. They're shooting at
did
a.
Did you get to see their targets?
Oh, yeah. It's all on. It comes up on a monitor. From that far away, they actually have cameras set up on these things. So when you shoot where we were at the firing line, and then you start counting, it's 5 seconds for that bullet to actually reach the target at even 1,400 yards. And then all of a sudden you hear it pink, and you see the mark on the target. The person who was the range director for this, he actually called the shot a miss, and then all of a sudden, bang, it appears on the target. Because it took longer than he had expected for it to get there.
No kidding. So who were some of these shooters that were shooting a mile?
Some of the long-range shooters.
Yeah, David Tubbs is one of them. He's very well-known. Randy's last name.
It must have been some military guys.
Some of them are military, but most of them are, believe it or not, they're private people who do this. And there's a couple of companies out there who build rifles, and that's what they're getting into.
Oh, so maybe would they sponsor that?
Nope. It was done strictly by the
NRA.
By the NRA.
And
hopefully this is going to lead to something else because we understand that it's going back to Atterbury again next year.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds like that was a lot of fun.
It really was. We had a good time.
Yeah. Awesome. I think we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back. We're going to talk about a couple different things. I've actually got to see the new Gen 5, the Glock Gen 5, which is nice. I put that on the list. I want to get one of those.
Order two.
Order two.
Three.
Yeah, I know. I skipped the 4. And I didn't care for the, I like the, a lot of people didn't like the texture on threes. They thought like that sandpaper-ish texture.
Correct.
They just thought it was too rough.
Yeah, you shoot it too long and it abrades your hand.
And sometimes, and the other complaint that I heard about it too is at one point, I think Cumberland Police Department had gotten rid of their Smith & Wessons and they went to the Glocks. And I knew one of the police officers there was a plainclothesman guy, so he used to wear a. He was a captain. That's
yes,
it.
Yes, so it's a problem with his clothes.
Yeah, he wore a dress shirt, and he said they tore up a couple of his good dress shirts. Yeah, because of it, it was rubbing on it. So that was another complaint that I got. But I skipped the 4, but I am going to get the 5, and we're going to talk about the Glock Gen 5 coming up and some of the technical data on it, some of the new features, some things that you might like that they've made changes to. Coming up on Lock, Stock, and Daria. I'm Daria Bruno. Stick to your guns, radio. This is Firearms Protection for a Changing World on 630 AM and 99.7 FM WPRO.
From Johnston to Jamestown and Lincoln to Little Compton, you're listening to Southern New England's most informative talk lineup. Plus, news, traffic, and weather.
Never miss it.
On News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM.
It's my station.
WPRO.
Daria Bruno hosts Lock, Stock, and Daria Gun Talk Radio. Tune in Sundays 3 to 5 p.m. for 2 hours of the latest from the firearms industry. Safety, firearms, shooting, ammo, optics, accessories, gun rights, and politics, both local and national. Get the scoop.
Take your shooting seriously. Then go to Bullseye Shooting Supplies, 837 Park Avenue, Woonsocket, Rhode Island. If you need it, they have it. Primers, large and small, pepper spray by Sabre and Kimber. Bullseye is a stocking Kimber and Stoger dealer. Bullseye can get firearms other dealers can't. And Bullseye has 3 Glock certified armors on staff. Bring in your fired brass for great pricing on reloaded ammo. Bullseye Shooting Supplies, Woonsocket. Email ammoman at bullseyeguns.com.
Are you ready for any emergency but haven't stocked up on emergency supplies yet? Visit A Village Coin and Bullion and check out their line of Legacy Premium freeze-dried foods grown and packaged in the USA. Or try a Berkey water filtration system. Pour swamp water in, get pure drinking water out. Worried about losing power? They have the Zodiac Solar Power Generators. A Village Coin and Bullion will beat all competitors' prices. Call A Village Coin and Bullion in Japachet at 710-7200 or visit their website at villagecoinandbullion.com.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 4000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4000.
Attention investors, protect your IRA or 401k by storing your retirement at home with an Augusta Home Delivery Gold IRA. Call Augusta today at 888-852-4788 for a free guide on transferring a portion of your IRA or 401k into approved physical gold and silver coins and store them in your safe at home or at your local bank. Call 888-852-4788 today and discover how you can get up to $2,000 in silver free. Call 888-852-4788. That's 888-852-4788.
Where did you get this gun?
My mom gave it to me.
Now back to Lock, Stock, and Daria. Gun Talk Radio. Call Daria now at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO.
It is Lock, Stock, and Daria. Stick to your guns radio, all part of the Great American Gun Project. I'm Daria Bruno. You can look at my website. It's lockstockandaria.com or lsdguns.com. Both of them will get you there. There's lots of good stuff on there. I've got it all updated now with the ladies' night classes. If you're interested in a ladies' night, just hover over the classes tab, and then a bunch of things come down, like Rhode Island Concealed Carry, the 6-state Concealed Carry class that we're offering September 23rd. That's there. Leosa qualifications, and then ladies' nights. We have couples packages, take me shooting packages, all kinds of stuff. And there's good stuff there. If you want to learn how to shoot, give me a call. Check out my website. Send me an email. So the Glock Gen 5, you guys, have you seen it yet?
I've seen pictures of it, and that's it.
So I was at Mid-State, which I'm there quite a bit, and they have it. They've got... they had two of them, one with the regular sights on it, and then there's one with night sights on it. And, yeah, I mean, it's definitely a little bit different. So some of the things here that they've changed, okay, reinforced front. They supposedly, they made 20 modifications to this gun. And from what I understand, well, one of the biggest things you'll see right away is they got rid of the finger grooves in the front. Okay, so they got rid of that. And supposedly, now that the front's beveled a little bit so that it's not as boxy looking in the front by the muzzle, so it's easier to get in and out of a holster is one of the changes that they made.
And the magwell.
And the magwell, yeah, there's a little cutout now in the magwell. So if you can really strip that magazine out of there quickly, it gives just, I guess, better handling to stick a finger in there and really grab it and get the mag out. Now, from Sean, who was over at Mid-State, was saying that they changed the rifling. Okay, so my question is, and if anybody knows, give us a call, 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO, is if they change the rifling. Now, Glock always had that polygonal rifling, so they never recommended that you shoot lead like ball ammo in there, lead ammo, that you always shoot a full metal jacket. Okay, can you now shoot lead through it if they change the rifling?
Good question.
So I tried to look it up. And maybe I'm just not putting in the right words, but I'm not finding an answer for that. So if anybody knows, 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO, the Glock Gen 5s, can you shoot lead out of them? Let's see. What else? What is? Oh, okay. Perfect. Thanks for that. Some of the other things, reinforced front slide rails, new extractor, modified trigger bar, scallop cut in the front of the frame grip. That's what we're talking about. Trigger pin modifications, frame redesign under trigger guard, redesigned trigger mechanism housing, an orange magazine follower, enhanced magazine floor plate, enhanced trigger spring assembly, dehorned slide nose, no locking block pin. What else? Let's go into the features. New Glock Gen 5 magazine comes with an orange follower and a floor plate, which is extended at the front of the faster magazine, extended at the front for faster magazine change. Modular backstrap and beaver tail system. Every Glock Gen 4 and 5 model comes with backstraps in two sizes, each one with or without beaver tails. The multiple backstrap frame allows the user to change the circumference of the grip to fit their individual hand size. Let's see.
So that means you can snub up on that thing a little closer and not have to worry about getting bit.
Exactly. Enlarged reversible magazine catch. The magazine catch of this is the same with the Gen 4 too. Gen 4 and Gen 5 frames is reversible and enlarged towards the rear of the pistol. The reversible magazine catch is more user-friendly to the shooter's reach and allows them to switch the catch to the left or right side of the pistol.
Which left-handed shooters take note.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's funny because when I get a left-handed shooter, it's like, as you know, it's not a left-handed world.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, there are some right-handed shooters whose hand configuration is just such that even a right-handed shooter sometimes hits that magazine release as they're firing, and suddenly the magazine unlocks.
Right.
Usually it doesn't drop out, and then we're all sitting there saying, what happened? Why didn't the next round go in?
So I think I'm going to bite on this. I think I'm going to get one. I have the Glock 17 now. I have a Gen 3, and I did put a reflex sight on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, and Glock also offers the MOS, which is the modified optic system. Well, modular optic system.
Yeah, modular.
Modular optic system. So that you don't need to do any machine work at all. You can just add your reflex sight on there without having to get a gunsmith involved in doing any machining. And just pop it right on there. So I think
plug and play.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the way to go. But I think I'm going to get a 19, so a little smaller this time.
Add it to the arsenal.
Yeah,
I know. You never have too many guns.
They keep making them, so you got to do something.
I know, it's unbelievable. Somebody had posted on Facebook too. They did a review about it and said that it was.
I saw that.
They liked it a lot.
Yes.
I like where you talked about the magazine release. Sometimes that can be an issue. I noticed that when I'm instructing. Sometimes magazine just, they push a little too hard with their grip. They're gripping a little too hard and the magazine pops right
out.
That's why I really like where HK puts theirs on the trigger guard.
Yep.
And that way, for lefties, it's great. And even if you're right-handed and you want to release it with your index finger on your right hand,
it's easier.
It is. It's a lot easier. I like that where they put it on there. I think they're the only ones that do
that.
Yeah,
and that's the problem. Muscle memory. You know, you may forget it's there in an emergency or whatever, but once you get used to it.
I like it. Okay, we're going to take another break, and we're looking for you to join us. Join the conversation, 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. And we're going to be right back with more Stick to Your Guns Radio. This is Daria Bruno, Lock, Stock, and Daria on 99.7 FM and 630 AM WPRO.
Of Southern New England, WPRO, and Tara Granahan.
Representative Patricia Serpa.
It
doesn't appear that the state is going to be allowed to recoup this money that we overspend. I hear from the House Fiscal Office that it could be well into the six figures.
This is ridiculous. These people are all being paid to do a job. They are failing. And they are failing because the system is failed. It doesn't work. You talk to the people on the ground. They don't think it'll ever work. And we're going to go to $500 million. And we're hiding the information.
The Tara Granahan Show. Weekdays 9 till noon. After Gene Valicenti and before Matt Allen on WPRO. From the Seascape Lawn Care Weather Center, here's your exclusive AccuWeather forecast.
It will turn out partly cloudy tonight, your low temperature 57 degrees, and during the day tomorrow, breezy and warmer. Labor Day tomorrow, the high 80 degrees. Mostly clear, 66 tomorrow night. With PRO's exclusive AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Dave Samuel.
AccuWeather on the voice of Southern New England. News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM. WPRO.
Daria Bruno hosts Lock, Stock, and Daria Gun Talk Radio. Tune in Sundays 3 to 5 p.m. for 2 hours of the latest from the firearms industry. Safety, firearms, shooting, ammo, optics, accessories, gun rights, and politics, both local and national. Get the scoop with Daria Bruno's Lock, Stock, and Daria Gun-Friendly Goodness. Talking guns and taking your calls every Sunday 3 to 5 p.m. on News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO.
Sometimes your only defense is your first defense. First Defense Firearms in nearby Uxbridge, Mass. Is an authorized dealer for many of your favorite firearms. They have a huge selection of pre-owned handguns and long guns. First Defense Firearms has a large assortment of ammo, optics, accessories, police duty gear, patrol and range bags, EMS supplies, safes, reloading and hunting supplies. Gunsmithing and cleaning available, as well as consignments and transfers. First Defense Firearms. FirstDefenseFirearms.net.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
These days, you can put your logo on anything, but that doesn't mean you should. Let us show you what a difference the right promotional product can make to help build your brand and attract new, long-lasting customers. We're 4imprint, the nation's leading team for promotional items. Today, we're revealing the top three promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free. Plus, get a coupon for 10% off by texting ART to 642642. With 4imprint, your logo can make lasting impressions, attract new customers, and help your brand to boost your bottom line. With thousands of items to choose from and free art assistance, we'll make your logo shine with fast, reliable customer service that's second to none. High-quality products, exclusive items, and popular brands at great prices with on-time shipment guaranteed. Discover the top three promotional items for driving new customers for free, plus get a coupon for 10% off by texting ART to 642642. ART to 642642.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 15% off select special order windows and doors, including installed windows, entry, interior, and storm doors, patio doors, even garage doors. If you've been thinking about an update for your windows or doors, but you've been looking for just the right time, this is the opening you've been waiting for. Come fill it with select windows and doors. 15% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 13th. Installed windows available in select markets only. See store for details.
Attention investors. Protect your IRA or 401k by storing your retirement at home with an Augusta Home Delivery Gold IRA. Call Augusta today at 888-852-4788 for a free guide on transferring a portion of your IRA or 401k into approved physical gold and silver coins and store them in your safe at home or at your local bank. Call 888-852-4788 today and discover how you can get up to $2,000 in silver free. Call 888-852-4788. That's 888-852-4788.
Lock, Stock, and Daria. Gun Talk Radio. Call Daria now at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO.
It is Lock, Stock, and Daria. Stick to your guns radio. All part of the Great American Gun Project. I'm Daria Bruno. Last week we had Representative Patricia Morgan on, and one of the questions that she asked, we didn't get a chance to get to it, though, was... How do you travel with a firearm? And I think she was talking about, traveling on a plane. Mm-hmm. And, is it permissible? It is. in as long as it doesn't get in your carry-on luggage or on your person, of course. You can put it in your checked luggage. And we're going to go through some of the details about how to do that. This is from the TSA, and I'm going to mention that in just a second here. I want to talk about SIG, the P320. So you've got the P320.
Correct.
So it's there's all that hoopla about it. A couple of people dropped it, and they said that it went off. So now SIG is offering a voluntary upgrade for owners of its P320 pistols after recent events indicate that dropping the P320 beyond U.S. standards for safety may cause an unintentional discharge. And I guess SIG didn't provide the details about the recent events, although there were some. I think there was a police officer, right?
That's correct.
And so they're offering a voluntary upgrade. So it's not something that's mandatory. If you want to get in touch with SIG Sauer, you go to their website, and they've got all the details on that. Are you going to do the voluntary recall?
I am. I actually took mine one day when I was down at Chambray, and I gave it some rather hard wax at the bottom with it pointed in a safe direction. I do not advocate dropping them on the ground with a live round in them or anything like that. But pointed at the targets, I gave it a rap from behind pretty hard with a handle of a hammer, mm-hmm. and nothing happened with mine. But I think I'm going to participate in that anyways, just to take all doubt out, because I do carry that once in a while. Mm-hmm. I will carry that.
Yeah. So I saw a guy who posted a video of him banging on the back of his with like a rubber hammer.
Right. He had an armorer's hammer.
He had an armorer's.
Which is soft.
Right.
Yes.
And so he was banging on the back like two whacks and his gun went off.
And went off.
Yep. Yeah. So that's kind of scary. But I think according to this article that I'm looking at right now, that SIG has actually stopped the production of those guns.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's going to be temporarily, because the 320 is the civilian model of basically the M17, which is now replacing the Beretta M9
right.
for the Army.
For our military, yes.
For
they will be carrying this.
Yeah.
And we all know how anything can happen with a military person carrying some
right.
of these firearms.
So. Exactly. So now, you might not know the answer to this, but are the military firearms exactly the same as what the civilians are, what we have?
Well, from what the guy from...
Do they have, like, some upgrades on theirs, which is what they're going to offer for civilians now, to have these upgrades installed into their civilian models?
In talking with the gentleman who works for SIG when he came to
Pine Ridge,
he specifically said that they have made a factory specifically just to build the 320s. So if that is separate from the M17s, we haven't heard. But I would think that they would get the upgrades first in everything with their production and then give everybody else a chance to find out. But, I mean, I'm just glad they're doing it. And I can see they don't want to do it as a total recall because that would be a nightmare for them. But the fact that they're offering this, you can just do it. Just get in touch with the proper person.
Probably a good idea just to go ahead.
Yes.
So I'm just looking at this article here, and it said for the commercial market, SIG's, let me go up and see what this says here. It isn't known if the U.S. Army intends to do any additional drop testing beyond their current standard protocols, given the enhanced trigger pistols have already been delivered to the Screaming Eagles. It would be easy to visually determine if the pistols are so equipped. The most obvious identifier, the enhanced trigger striker, has several cuts that diminish its mass. For the commercial market, SIG Sauer has decided not to recall the roughly 500,000
already
P320 pistols already in customers' hands. Instead, they're offering a voluntary upgrade to the enhanced trigger. The company will announce full details of the offer on Monday. So it sounds like the military already has that,
mm-hmm.
okay? And so the civilian models don't, and I'm assuming that that's going to be the upgrade?
Yes.
It'd be worth it. Why wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
You know, even if you're out at Chambray banging on the back of your gun and it mm-hmm. doesn't fire, I still probably think that I would want this
Yeah, it's not going to affect the firearm at all in the way it handles operation, your trigger pull, anything like that. It's all going to be exactly the same. It's just you're going to get something that you don't have to worry about that.
SIG insists that the voluntary upgrade isn't a recall by another name. They point out that the P320 has passed multiple safety tests by a variety of reputable organizations, including the U.S. Army and state governments. Judged only by these standards, the current P320 is drop safe.
Better to be safe.
Yep. Meanwhile, tens of thousands of P320s will be rolling back into the company's New Hampshire production facility once the upgrade details are announced, which they were already. This article is probably about a week old. Customers opting for the upgrade will have to send in their complete gun. Both the frame and slide have to be modified. Let's see. That's an enormous logistical challenge given the number of P320s already in the wild. SIG's voluntary upgrade will be an extremely expensive endeavor, even if SIG decides to charge customers a fee for the service. And there's no way to estimate the amount of time customers will be without their firearms or the damage done to the SIG brand. What a shame, huh?
Well, you know I'm a 1911 guy and a Kimber
are.
Guy,
yep.
But still I have a SIG 320 and Gail has a SIG and the quality is really, really well.
It is.
It's done well.
That said, everyone we met on the ground at SIG Sauer was taking the drop safe issue extremely seriously, publicity and passionately declaring their desire to make this right for customers. So, yeah, wow. Yeah,
money is never an object with SIG.
I like the idea. I like the concept of the gun a lot. I like the fact that the entire
interchangeable
gun, yeah, that you can change it into four different configurations and calibers as mm-hmm. well.
They've come a long way.
Yeah, they
SIG
have.
SIG has come a long way.
And I think for that gun, the price point is well to $500 yes. bucks, yes. you know, for that gun.
But, and interchangeable grips for it, ladies, think about this, or guys with smaller hands, it's only $40 to change out your entire lower grip assembly to get it to fit. So you can either go larger or smaller for $40. So it's really, really worth it.
Mm. Okay. What we're going to do, do we need to take a... We do? Okay. He's nodding his head. Yes. Yes. Okay.
We need to take a break.
See, the music will cue me that we need to take a break. And then we're going to have... We'll have enough time to talk about transporting firearms if you're going to be doing any traveling and you're going to be going into the airport. Occasionally, I get the call from some of my clients that are like, hey, I'm headed south. I want to be able to... I have a Utah permit I can carry in some of the states that I'm going to, and I want to exercise my Second Amendment right and be able to carry. So how do I do this? And so walk through the process. I've traveled extensively with firearms, both pistols and hunting rifles and shotguns, even been to Canada with a rifle and a shotgun.
And ammunition in your pocket coming back from Paris.
It's entirely doable, minus the ammunition in your pockets, folks. Okay, that's a great way to get delayed.
Get the attention.
Get delayed and miss your flight. Okay, it does happen though, because that's why we'll talk about having a completely dedicated, separately a bag that you just is a range bag. You don't travel. You don't do anything else with that bag. But bring it back and forth to the range and leave it at your house and never take it to the airport. I learned that lesson. You can't have, like, the all-purpose purse.
No.
I can't tell you how many times, like, I'm hearing the dryer, you know, clink, 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 open it up and there's a couple rounds of 22s or something in there, right? So it does happen. So we're going to talk about transporting your firearms according to TSA. Coming up next, Lock, Stock, and Daria, Stick to Your Guns Radio, all part of the Great American Gun Project on 99.7 FM and 6:30 AM WPRO.
Daria Bruno hosts Lock, Stock, and Daria Gun Talk Radio. Tune in Sundays 3 to 5 p.m. for 2 hours of the latest from the firearms industry. Safety, firearms, shooting, ammo, optics, accessories, gun rights, and politics, both local and national. Get the scoop with Daria Bruno's Lock, Stock, and Daria Gun-Friendly Goodness, talking guns and taking your calls every Sunday 3 to 5 p.m. on News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO.
World-class shooting meets old-world charm at Elite Indoor Gun Range, coming to South Kingstown, Rhode Island this fall. Elite offers brand-name gun rentals, classes for all levels, 16 25-yard air-conditioned lanes, secure gun lockers, a 1,300-square-foot platinum member lounge, separate cigar lounge, three fireplaces, pool table, large screen TVs, outdoor grills, and much more. Competitively priced memberships. Join now and get 4 months free. Check out our website for another exciting member incentive you won't want to miss. Learn more at EliteIndoorGunRange.com.
Mid-State Gun Company is Rhode Island's premier public indoor shooting range. Our spacious facility offers 12 25-yard pistol, rifle, and shotgun lanes, a state-of-the-art clean air system, and the area's most extensive inventory of firearms and accessories.
Don't miss your shot to join us for Ladies Night, hosted by Daria Bruno. Ladies are invited to learn about firearm safety in a classroom setting, followed by hands-on range time with a wide variety of firearms, all with direct guidance from our experienced instructors.
Call us today at 401-615-0669. Mid-State Gun Company, 1200 Tioga Avenue, Coventry, Rhode Island, and on the web at MidStateGuns.com.
Now back to Lock, Stock, and Daria. Gun Talk Radio. Call Daria now at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO.
Got my attention. Lock, Stock, and Daria. Stick to your guns radio. I'm Daria Bruno. Website, LockStockAndDaria.com. Lots of classes to take, and if you would like to learn how to shoot, that's a good place to begin. LockStockAndDaria.com or LSDGuns.com. That will get you there. Joining me in the studio, Steve Hogan and Gail Hogan from Rhode Island Revolver and Rifle Association. You guys want to give a little quick plug to your organization? Go for it. You do it. You do
okay.
it.
You do,
you
it.
Do,
no,
it.
You do it.
No, you do it. You do it. You do it.
Steve. Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Steve.
All right. Rhode Island Revolver and Rifle. 80 years now, Gail, I think it
no,
is.
No, 81.
81 years this year. We've been around, and we can help you with just about anything that you want to do with the shooting sports, or we are the state CMP. Brenda Jacobs takes care of that for us. We do have meetings. We have things going on. Just get in touch with us. We'll help you whatever you want. If you need a lawyer, we can help you with that also. If you need any training, we can do that. We'll help you. Juniors, we can do something about them. We'll hook you up with a great place to get the people and get your young people shooting.
And if you need a gun club, call us wherever you live or whatever you need or whatever your discipline is. We can find something for you. So we're always there to help.
You want to give a phone number?
No, phone okay. number is 401-573-0260.
So last week, Patricia Morgan was joining us, Rep. Morgan, and I think that she is seriously considering running for governor in the state. So we'll see how that pans out. I think she's having an upcoming fundraiser, too. If you go to her Facebook page, you'll find it. She's got all the information there. And so one of the things that she was asking, and we didn't have time, you know. We couldn't fit it in last week, but she was asking about, you know, how do you take a gun on a plane? And so we're going to just go through some of the, this is directly from TSA's website. All firearms or ammunition must be checked with the air carrier as luggage or inside checked luggage. Firearms, firearm parts, and ammunition are prohibited from carry-on baggage. Firearm parts, including barrels, magazines, frames, and other internal parts of a firearm. One time, I had my scope because I didn't want my scope. I took the scope off, and I put that in my carry-on. And so one of the guys stopped me, and he goes, "You can't go through with this." And I was like, "Why not?" And he said, "It's a gun part." And I said, "Well, not really. You know, it's a scope." And I said, there's nothing mechanical about this or nothing that's
can't fire cycle
it,
around.
Can do anything. And so he's like, no, I don't think you can do it. And so he goes, let me double check. And so the manager came over. He said, yeah, that's fine. That would be like not being able to take binoculars on, right. You know.
But that was that day.
That was that day. Exactly. So I was afraid. I mean, it was a loophole scope and I didn't want it to get smashed in my luggage. So. Mm-hmm. I got through, but that was cause not a gun part. Gun owners are strongly encouraged to double check all baggage, even when not traveling with firearms. Okay, this is important if bags also serve as range bags mm-hmm. or are used to transport firearms or ammunition at other times. Inadvertently leaving ammunition or a firearm in a carry-on bag will result in serious delays at security points and potential civil or criminal penalties. That's true, folks.
Yes, it is.
Okay? It's, gosh, you know, how many times when you're at the range and you got a couple of rounds left and you throw them in your pocket or you throw them in a purse or you throw them in a bag, and then that bag, oh, you take that to the airport and you end up with a couple of rounds. This is falling on ears of people that have done this before.
Right.
All firearms and or ammunition must be declared orally or in writing accordance with the air carrier's procedures. So that means you go to their website and you find out what their policies are as far as carrying a firearm ammunition on their carrier. Civil and criminal penalties may be applied for failure to declare a firearm in checked baggage. All firearms must be unloaded. The firearm must be carried in a hard-sided container. The container must be locked, and only the passenger may retain the key or combination. All checked baggage is subject to inspection. If during the inspection process it is necessary to open the container, the air carrier is required to locate the passenger, and the passenger must unlock the container for further inspection. The firearm may not be transported if the passenger cannot be located to unlock the container. If you are traveling with a firearm, pay close attention to airport pages and announcements. If requested, provide the cooperation necessary to inspect your firearm. If you're leaving from TF Green Airport, they make you stay with the bag while TSA inspects it. You stay outside the room. They don't need the key. They're going to X-ray it. If they find something that makes them a little weary or twitch a little bit, they're going to come out, ask you for the key, and do a further inspection. But you'll be able to leave right then and there if everything checks out okay. You know, you don't touch your bag after that. They bring it down to where it has to go on the plane. So they shouldn't be calling you because the inspection is done basically right in front of you if it's TF Green. Now, other airports, they'll take it. TSA will come and they'll take it, and they'll say, we're good. We'll call you if we need you. But TF Green rather makes it a little bit easier, so they do it right in front of you. Ammunition is prohibited from carry-on luggage. Ammunition must be transported in the manufacturer's packaging and other packaging suitable for transport. Consult your air carrier to determine quantity limitations and whether the ammunition must be packed separately from the firearm. Because the level of training among airline personnel varies widely. Passengers would be well advised to bring printed copies. This is important, very important. This is a great piece of advice here. Passengers would be well advised to bring printed copies of firearm rules from both TSA and the particular airline being used. I've actually had to pull those out one time. The question was the amount of ammunition, and the carrier that I was using said 11 pounds. And so the personnel, and like they said, they're trained all differently.
Yes.
He was saying that there was too much, I couldn't take it. I said, no, it's 11 pounds, you know, and I weighed it. So they put it on their little scale, and I think it wasn't even 11 pounds. It was like 6 pounds.
No, but it's always important to call the carrier because they're different.
And print out that go with the printed documents because then you show them and they can read it. They might be a bit embarrassed because they didn't know it and you know it, but you're doing your homework because you're the one whose butt's on the line. You know,
and do this early, folks. Don't wait till the last minute to start saying, oh, what do I have to do with TSA? Do it a couple of weeks before you're going to go.
Finally, the United States Department of Justice has issued a written opinion that federal law protects airline travelers with firearms, assuming, one, the person is traveling from somewhere he or she may lawfully possess and carry a firearm, two, en route to the airport, the firearm is unloaded and inaccessible from the passenger compartment of the person's vehicle. Three, the person transport the firearm directly from his vehicle to the airline check-in desk without any interruption in the transportation. And four, the firearm is carried to the check-in desk unloaded and in a locked container. Otherwise, travelers should strictly comply with FOPA, which is the Federal Owners Protection Act, and with airline and TSA policies regarding firearms transportation. Avoid any unnecessary deviations on the way to checking in your baggage. Be well acquainted with the firearms laws of the jurisdictions between which you're traveling. Have any necessary permits or licenses ready for inspection, and have copies of relevant provisions of current law or reciprocity information printed from official sources.
Paper trail is everything.
Yep. Special advisory for New York and New Jersey airports. Despite federal law that protects travelers, authorities at JFK, LaGuardia, Newark, and Albany airports have been known to enforce state and local firearms laws against airline travelers who are passing through their jurisdictions. Okay, in some cases, even persons traveling in full compliance with federal law have been arrested or threatened with arrest. FOPA's protections have been substantially narrowed by court decisions in certain parts of the country, particularly in the Northeast. Okay, so be careful out there. Thank you, Gail and Steve, for joining us today.
Thank you.
We'll be
our
back pleasure. Thank
next
you.
Week with Greg Cruz, Lock, Stock, and Daria.
WEAN FM Wakefield Peacedale with news.